What's up, Bills Mafia? Matt Perino here. It is Friday, March 19th, and this is your weekly Bills Flash Briefing. The Buffalo Bills made monster news this week on Thursday, signing quarterback Mitchell Trubisky. That's right, the former second overall draft pick in the 2017 draft by the Chicago Bears, who's had a disappointing run in Chicago and in the NFL. But he's signing on to be Josh Allen's backup quarterback and what Brandon Bean called a reset year. And, you know, there's tons of coverage up at the site. You can go over there and check it out right now. But, you know, Brandon Bean spoke about this last night, about what this means to add a guy like Trubisky and the talent level that he brings. And one of the most important things to remember and think about when talking about the addition is what Trubisky brings in terms of upgrading the position. Matt Barkley was a really nice player for a couple years here. He did a lot of nice things, especially in a leadership role. But the Bills had to change the game plan a little bit when he went into the game. With Mitchell Trubisky, what I think Brandon Bean really likes is that he has a lot of the same attributes, some of the same traits. He can run a lot of the same run-pass options and some of the zone reads and do a lot of things with his legs. And I think that that's something that the Bills have been looking for in the backup position for a couple years now. Brandon Bean spoke about this yesterday, and here's some of what he said. "We don't expect him to be here long term. This is a kind of one-year deal. Probably was not in his plans when he was drafted where he was, but we hope it's a great reset for him. He's physically very talented, athletically can do some of the same things that Josh can do with the RPOs that Brian Daboll will use in this offense. He's a kind young man, caring, and just this is a reset for him. Sean uses the make you be the best version of yourself in Buffalo. And then hopefully in a year, he'll get a chance to go back and land a nice contract and a starting job somewhere. We have no doubt that that'll happen, but we're excited to add him here in the mix." Trubisky definitely bolsters the position, and the money was too good to pass up on. $2.5 million 1 year for a backup after some of the other quarterbacks around the league that are going to, you know, either be backups or, you know, low-end starters like a Tyrod Taylor or Ryan Fitzpatrick or even a Andy Dalton making upwards of $10 million in a season. This is a really affordable contract, and it made a ton of sense. In other news, Emmanuel Sanders just finished his introductory press conference as a Buffalo Bills wide receiver. And let me just say it was a really impressive session. I thought that he spoke well. He talked about why he wanted to join the Bills and why this kind of union made so much sense. He said last year he would actually watch tape on his off days. He would bring his iPad up and type in the Buffalo Bills and watch the all 22 to watch the offense work, because it was so fun to watch Josh Allen and this offense kind of figure out itself as it went along and kind of evolved over the course of the season. He's excited to be a part of that. He also said that he had a great conversation with Brian Daboll. He said he loves the way that he schemes up his wide receivers and the way that he crafts the routes. And he said, "I love this dude already. He's the real deal." So that marriage will be fun to watch. Plenty of content over at Syracuse.com and NewYorkUpstate.com. You can dive into, read up on all the free agency happenings. I know it hasn't been at a torrid pace, and most of the action has been re-signing a lot of guys, but hey, that's what happens when you have a good football team. You want to keep that intact. We will continue to monitor as things continue to move along and, you know, players continue to get released. I expect there to be some action from the Bills in that second wave as they look to fill more holes. As always, find us on all the audio platforms, Spotify, Apple, Stitcher, wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to the Shout Bills podcast, and we'll see you next time.